imagine a world where AI can comprehend vast amounts of information in seconds and transform it into actionable insights. Well, that's not science fiction anymore. Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's newest breakthrough, GPT-4.1. Let's dive in. OpenAI has just announced the release of GPT-4.1, and it's set to redefine the landscape of AI with its enhanced capabilities in coding, context processing, and efficiency. This isn't just an incremental update. GPT-4.1 represents a leap forward in AI performance, especially for software development and instruction following. The new lineup includes GPT-4.1, GPT-4.1 Mini, and GPT-4.1 Nano, each offering unique advantages. These models are designed to empower autonomous agents and scalable applications across various domains like legal analysis, customer support, and code generation. OpenAI has emphasized that these models are trained with real-world utility in mind, making them more effective in practical applications. One of the standout features of GPT-4.1 is its superior performance in software engineering. It boasts a 54.6% accuracy on the SWE Bench Verified, a significant improvement from previous versions. Early testers like Windsurf have reported a 30% increase in tool use efficiency and a 50% reduction in redundant edits, which greatly accelerates development cycles. Not only is GPT-4.1 better at coding, but it also excels in following instructions. It scores 38% on Scale AI's multi-challenge and outperforms earlier models in internal evaluations at OpenAI. Companies like BlueJay and Hex have already seen impressive results, with one reporting a 53% increase in complex scenario comprehension and the other nearly doubling its accuracy in SQL queries. When it comes to handling long context inputs, GPT-4.1 is a game changer. It can process up to 1 million tokens of context, allowing it to analyze and respond to extensive inputs like full legal contracts or massive code repositories. This capability has led to a 17% improvement in legal clause cross-referencing for Thomson Reuters and a 50% boost in data extraction accuracy for Carlyle. The speed and cost-effectiveness of GPT-4.1 make it even more appealing. The mini version cuts latency in half, and the nano version is perfect for mobile and lightweight inference, delivering responses in under 5 seconds. It's also 26% more cost-efficient than GPT-4.0, with no additional fees for long context usage. Prompt caching discounts have increased significantly, making it a cost-effective option for businesses. As GPT-4.1 becomes the new standard, OpenAI is phasing out GPT-4.5 preview by July 14, 2025. While GPT-4.5 was crucial in exploring ambitious capabilities, GPT-4.1 brings these into full production maturity. For those eager to explore the full potential of this new model, OpenAI has more details available on their site. If you've ever wanted to integrate stunning image generation into your projects, today's update might just be your golden ticket. OpenAI has now rolled out its latest image generation model, GPT Image 1, in the API. This isn't just a simple feature addition. It's a game changer for developers and businesses looking to infuse high-quality, professional-grade image creation directly into their platforms. Imagine having the power to create images across a wide variety of styles, all while adhering to specific guidelines and leveraging extensive world knowledge. This model doesn't just stop at generating beautiful visuals. It can also render text accurately, opening up a plethora of applications across industries like creative tools, e-commerce, and education. Companies are already diving in, with Adobe integrating these capabilities into its Firefly and Express apps, allowing creators to experiment with different aesthetic styles. Airtable is harnessing the model to scale creative workflows, enabling teams to manage and localize media assets more efficiently. it's a perfect fit for enterprises looking to maximize their creative output. And it's not just the big players. Startups like Gamma are using GPT Image 1 to generate millions of AI images daily for presentations and websites, while HeyGen enhances avatar creation with more personalized options. Even Quora is making this model their default for image generation, raising the bar for quality across the board. The versatility doesn't end there. Figma users can now generate and edit images directly within the platform, offering a seamless experience for designers to iterate and refine their ideas. Meanwhile, Opus Clip Thumbnail harnesses the model to help YouTube creators produce engaging thumbnails that are perfectly aligned with their content. Safety is, of course, a priority. The same guardrails that apply to image generation in ChatGPT are in place here, ensuring that harmful images are restricted. Plus, metadata is included for transparency, and developers have control over moderation sensitivity with adjustable parameters. Pricing is designed to be accessible, with cost per token for text and image inputs clearly outlined. Whether you're looking to create low, medium, or high-quality images, there's a pricing tier that fits. With GPT Image 1 now available globally via the Images API, it's easier than ever to get started. Head over to the Playground to explore its capabilities and see how it can transform your projects. The Washington Post has inked a content-sharing deal with OpenAI, marking a significant move in the media landscape. This partnership allows ChatGPT to incorporate summaries, quotes, and links to the Washington Post's original reporting in its responses. It's a strategic alignment aimed at broadening the reach of quality journalism. Imagine having the Washington Post's investigative journalism right at your fingertips while chatting with ChatGPT. That's the vision behind this deal. It's all about meeting readers where they are, as Peter Elkins-Williams, the Washington Post's head of global partnerships, puts it. This collaboration ensures that users have access to impactful reporting in a format that's convenient and immediate. The importance of this partnership lies in its potential to enhance the quality of information available through AI platforms. With over 500 million ChatGPT users weekly, as noted by Varun Shetty, OpenAI's head of media partnerships, the integration of high-quality journalism from the Washington Post helps ensure that users receive timely and trustworthy information. This deal is part of a broader trend where OpenAI has formed similar partnerships with over 20 news publishers, including big names like Politico, Vox, and Wired. These alliances are crucial for OpenAI as they navigate the complex waters of copyright and content usage rights, especially in light of ongoing legal challenges from other media entities. OpenAI's approach to partnering with news organizations is not just about avoiding legal pitfalls. It's a proactive step to enrich the content ecosystem of ChatGPT, offering users more diverse and reliable sources of information. This strategy also underscores OpenAI's commitment to supporting journalism and maintaining the integrity of information shared through its platforms. In a bold move that could reshape the future of OpenAI, several former staff members and leading artificial intelligence experts are rallying against a proposed restructure of the organization into a for-profit entity. This restructuring has sparked intense debate within the AI community, with concerns about how it might shift OpenAI's foundational mission and impact its commitment to ethical AI development. Picture this: OpenAI, a leader in artificial intelligence known for its innovative and ethical approach, is now considering a for-profit model. This change has prompted an outcry from those who helped build its initial vision. Former employees and AI thought leaders are voicing their worries, fearing that a for-profit structure could prioritize profits over responsible AI advancement. The significance of this pushback can't be overstated. OpenAI's influence in the tech world is profound, and its decisions set precedents that ripple across the industry. By shifting to a for-profit model, there's a risk of altering the very principles that have made OpenAI a trusted name in AI research and development. "We're standing at a crossroads," says a former senior researcher at OpenAI, highlighting the stakes involved. The decision to restructure could redefine what it means to be a leader in AI. balancing innovation with ethical responsibility. It's a moment that underscores the broader conversation about how tech giants align their business models with their moral compasses. As we watch this story unfold, it's a reminder of the delicate balance between innovation and ethics in technology. The outcome of this debate will likely influence not only OpenAI's future, but also how other tech companies navigate similar challenges. It's a pivotal moment for the industry, one that promises to reshape the landscape of AI. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. The potential shift at OpenAI from a nonprofit to a for-profit model could redefine the ethical landscape of AI development. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.